We consider that technological autonomy specifically revolves around how a system interacts with its human operator. Autonomy describes the dependence and the relationship between two entities. Therefore, autonomy is essentially a concept of the interaction between humans and machines. Consequently, we think defining a system as autonomous solely based on its technical aspects is difficult. The determination of autonomy hinges on the relationship between humans and the system in question. The degree and spectrum of autonomy in critical functions should therefore always be linked to the concept of human intervention, which leads us to our main objective, implementing human intervention in order to ensure IHL compliance. To add to the previous discussion on the definition, we highly appreciate the fruitful discussions that we're having right now, but as other speakers have already highlighted, a definition gives us a good basis for our work, but should not be seen as a necessary presupposition to formulate elements for a possible instrument or protocol. Thank you, Chair.
I would like to thank the